This is the Financial Compass with Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Matthew provides his clients and prospects with the information that they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Matthew Brunner to help you find your financial direction.
Hello, and welcome to the Financial Compass. My name is Matthew Brunner from Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, also known as Compass. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, please give us a call, 800-339-9252. Or you can visit us online at compass-ltd.com. While you're at the website, scroll on down to the radio section of the page. You can check out past shows. You could subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Amazon Music. We are that diverse. So there's a Kiplinger article called A 10-Year Checklist for Retirement Planning. And it notes that by 2030, one out of every five Americans will be enjoying retirement. Let's hope they're enjoying retirement. By that year, every baby boomer will be older than 65, and the first wave of Gen X will be entering retirement. Now, if you're in your 50s, retirement's coming at you fast, and at this stage of life, you're probably juggling work, raising kids, saving, investing, and it makes it tough to put retirement at the top of your priority list. So if you haven't been diligent about preparing your finances for retirement, this phase may feel extremely burdensome, even overwhelming for some folks. Fortunately, our talk today in this article offers some valuable tips, some insights that we're going to share. But before we dive into this, I'd like to introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who, I don't know, they say we may not see or hear from her today, but there's also another guest in the studio.
Oh,
I think you should make her mic hot, and she should go live for the first time here.
Oh, sure. We can say hi to Jacqueline.
Let's say hi to Jacqueline.
Hi. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. How about you guys?
Great. She's the newest member of the radio team here. She's going to be working behind the scenes to help us out, Matt.
Yes. Now, Tony used the word radio. And for some of you folks that are still bound to the terrestrial bound concept of radio, that may seem like a clunky old timey phrase because we do it as a podcast, as you all know. We used to do this as a radio show back in the day. So that's why it's still on the radio section of our website, because a lot of people still think of it the same manner. But it's nice to have Jacqueline in the studio and welcome her to the team. And as always, I have the trusty and always awesome Tony Short.
Well, Matt, first of all, thank you for having me on your show again. Love doing the show each week with you. We have a lot of fun, especially before the show. We try to have fun on the show, but we need to get to the info, you know, the facts for our listeners out there. And you always bring a lot of great wisdom, financial wisdom, wisdom about retirement planning. So that's great. And it's great to have Jacqueline along with us today. Jacqueline, it's fun. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome. Well, Matt, let's get rocking and rolling today. I've had a great week. Crazy busy, obviously. A new person. We've had a few new people starting over here on the marketing team where I'm at. And the craziness going on. The studios are busy. How about you? What's going on with you?
Whoa. Well, it's tax season. So Gretchen is up to her eyeballs in taxes.
Yep.
We had the state visit. They normally come every 2 years to audit the business, make sure we're doing everything right.
Sure.
They haven't been here in a while, and they came last week. So that's even more paperwork because, you know, you just got to produce everything for them. But it's good because you know that, you know, you're doing stuff right. And so we're in the process of providing all that stuff. So it's just been, as you have been, just very busy, very, very busy.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. As a financial fiduciary, you have to look out for your clients' best interests and help them make the decisions with their finances and retirement planning that are in their best interest. And you do get audited. You're held to that standard. And I think that's a great thing. It's good for our listeners out there to know. It's great for your clients. It's a pain as a business. Yeah. We all know. We all joke around about compliance. you know, but
take it seriously. It's procedural, right? We just have to give you all this stuff and that should be it. And, you know, hopefully if we aren't doing everything perfectly, they find out so that we know we're doing it right. You know, what happened, you know, we're certainly not doing anything flagrantly wrong. But you know, sometimes a rule changes and this one other thing hasn't been updated for that. And in this process, you find those out, you get it taken care of and you move forward.
That's awesome.
It's a lot of work, but it's not a bad thing.
But on the home front, are you currently, now you make your own maple syrup. You go out and tap the trees. Mm-hmm. You make homemade maple syrup and not too many people do that and go through that whole process. How's that going this year?
Great. In four boils this year, we've made only 1/10 of a gallon less than last year. We are at 17.3 gallons of syrup we've made this year. We made 7.125 gallons on Saturday.
So, and do you know yet how it tastes? I mean, do you have to let it?
Yeah, we taste it. Yeah, it doesn't have to age or anything. No. So, sure. Like, you finish it, we finish it, it's finished right on the stove, and then we do a bottling at a separate, like the next day we bottle it. And, but we taste it, you know, any good cook, when you're making stuff, you kind of taste it along the way. Right. So, we taste it and it's delicious. It's so good. The first batch we made this year tastes almost like it's buttery almost. It's the most unique to it, but I like it a little more mapley, but the first batch is always like the clearest and brightest. And,
interesting.
Yeah, different stuff happens. This app as the season goes on. We're not here to learn all about that. I'll do a show on it one day.
Hey, I'm just looking forward to hanging out with you when I come out there in May and getting my own bottle of maple syrup. That's what I'm excited about. So what are we talking about today? You said retirement to-do list, kind of a checklist. Yeah. Where do you want to start?
So we'll reference the article. They start when you're 10 years away from retirement and walks you through each step until you're just a year out.
Sure.
So if retirement's a decade away, you're likely more than 50, which means you can take advantage of higher contribution limits for tax advantage retirement accounts. So this year, you can contribute up to $30,500 to a 401k and $8,000 to an IRA outside of work. And additionally, if your employer offers matching contribution, make sure, as always, you're contributing enough to take full advantage of that whenever possible. This stage is also perfect time to start envisioning your retirement. You know, where are you going to live? How are you going to spend your time? Are you going to do any sort of work in retirement? Are you going to take some sort of part-time job? I know I want to. I want to work at the hardware store when I retire because I want the discount. So I like to build it, right? But, you know, if you're married, do you and your spouse, are you sharing the same vision? What are you going to do to fill your time? And what are you going to do to stay connected to your community and your friends and your loved ones? You don't want to experience isolation in retirement, that kind of stuff. It's important questions to consider well before retirement comes around.
Right. And planning for retirement should begin decades before retirement, right?
Yeah. I mean, certainly. The people I find have the best success of getting to the right place started young, right? They put the plan in motion in their early working years, and you just adjust it as time goes on. It's not chiseled in stone, right? It's a working document, your comprehensive financial plan. So you're going to adjust it as situations change as you move through life. But having that framework helps you achieve those milestones and all those goals. And it's some of the stuff you're thinking about as you go along, and you're just fine tuning it along the way. Sure. So we talked 10, now let's go to 9-year mark, fine tuning your investment strategy. And this should be done with a pro, I believe. Suggests right moment to shift some of your portfolio from stocks to bonds to better safeguard your nest egg. I'm going to stray from the article a little bit right there. I don't like blanket rules like that. I think it makes a lot more sense to know that your portfolio is matching your actual financial goals, right? You may not be able to get the return you need out of maybe a 30-year retirement if you are too heavily weighted in bonds, or you may not have the guaranteed income you need if you're too heavily weighted in stocks. So there's different things. You have to understand where it is and what your goals are. If you want to leave a sizable inheritance to your loved ones, are you going to sit that all in bonds? You know, stuff like that. So you want to know you're doing it right. But if you're going to go with that kind of that thought of shifting some of that, one approach people talk about is the rule of 120. It used to be 100. You subtract your age from 120 to determine the maximum amount of your portfolio that should be allocated to stocks. When they say stocks, they really mean like the ownership of a company rather than the lending of money to companies. So if you're 55, you might allocate 65% to stocks, the rest to bonds. If you're behind on your retirement savings, you may want to discuss with your pro again, though, that higher stock allocation, which can help boost your growth potential. And I know in like current climate, it might feel people are like my 401k is down, blah, blah, blah. Well, it will do that. Well, it's fire sale prices. Best time to upgrade your, in my opinion, to upgrade your contributions to your 401k is when the market's down, because
you're right. If you're still in your working years and the market has a correction like it did last week, you've said before, the smart thing there is probably buy in. It's good that you're consistently putting money into the market or dollar cost averaging, because you're buying when the market's low. And that's why you do that. I think that's great. I actually happened to be watching one of these Market Watch shows on some channel, and they had listeners call in, and she's like, I have $1 million. She was going to retire at 63, and she was, I don't know how old she was, in her like 60. I've got $1 million still working. I've got $1 million saved for retirement, but now after last week it dropped 9%. I'm just panicked now. I don't have enough, I don't think, to retire. And the guy on the show said, oh, well, you shouldn't have, you have 90% of your money in the market. You should only have about 30 there if you're planning on retiring. And I'm like, oh no, I don't think Matt would agree with that. You've still got to have growth. She's got what? If she lives, first of all, she'll probably live longer because she's a female. There's a chance. And if you live, 20, 30 years in retirement, you're going to need that growth, aren't you?
You do need some. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And again, hey, if you can do it all with fixed income like that, if you fixed returns, great. If you don't want to ride out market ups and downs, there's always going to be some level of risk to whatever it might be spending power risk. That's the scary one to me, is if you're just set on a certain amount of fixed income. And people often think of fixed income as this lonely old person who only has $40 to spend a week, right?
Right.
Well, it's not just that. When I'm saying fixed income is, this is how much money you have, and it's going to be that same amount forever. Well, if it's not rising with at least the rate of inflation over time, well, then you're losing out. Your purchasing power is going down. It's been obvious for a lot of people in the last 5 years. If you haven't gotten a raise in 5 years, how much more of your paycheck's going to the cost of living?
A lot. Right?
Now imagine that going on for 20 years and you haven't made any more money.
Yikes.
Right. So that's right the game there. Yeah. That's the risk you're looking at. So I don't like, that's again why I don't like those blanket statements. You do that. You do your investing from your plan, not because some talking head on TV or me on a podcast, which is why I don't just espouse these blanket rules. You do it from a plan. That's the blanket rule. Your plan, you back into your portfolio from your plan. Yeah, there's still an art and a science to creating the right portfolio, but it's a lot easier to create a portfolio with an expected rate of return that's feeding your plan than just some whim that you're going to need something down the road.
Yeah. Right. And for myself, I wouldn't want to handle any of that. And I don't think our listeners should as well, without working with somebody like yourself, right? You need a trusted financial professional to help you.
Yeah. One that's going to work from your side of the table, right? You're working on the same side of the table towards your goals, not theirs. You don't need to be buying somebody their next boat, right? You need to make sure that you might want, that you're going to be able to afford, if you want a boat, the one you want in retirement, right?
Yeah.
So that's the important piece, is making sure you're working from that plan.
Yeah.
So next, and again, we can't cover all this. Investing should be a part of your strategy, but make sure you're working with the pro.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, year eight, the checklist recommends doing something similar to, when you take like your jacket out of the closet from last winter and you reach in the inside pocket and there's a $20 bill in there.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, right?
That's happened.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. Year rate, they say something similar, but on a bigger scale. People lose track of money far often than you'd expect. It's kind of sad. But think back to every job you had. Is there a chance you left behind? Maybe a retirement account, pension, some company stock. Sometimes you get employed somewhere you don't even realize it's a benefit you had, and it's just out there. And so the article, there's a study done by Capitalize. It's a tech platform, found roughly 29.2 million people have forgotten 401ks, each with an average balance of more than $56,000.
That's crazy.
29.2 million people with an average balance of $56,000 out there
forgot. Of money they forgot about. They worked for a company for a time. Money was automatically being taken out of their check for a 401k. They move jobs. And especially nowadays, people have, I mean, I'm fortunate. I've been in the same job, been doing this 11 and a half years for one company and working with you. But a lot of people move around a lot. A lot of people in that 11 years have probably had 6, 7, 8 jobs.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, you're probably going to forget about something if you don't take care of it right away and have it transferred, right?
Yeah, it could be. So the good news is you can roll those old accounts into your current workplace plan or an IRA. If you have an IRA, it makes it a lot easier to track and manage your savings that way. You know where they are. And then use things like we have, like the generational vault, and you put that info in there so you don't lose it again.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. 29 million people.
Yeah. If it was $5, account, that's $150 million.
Yeah, but it's 56,000.
Keep adding zeros. Keep adding zeros. It's in the billions.
That's crazy. And there are other accounts people lose. I will admit that happened to me once. I actually worked part-time, just weekends for this company. Yeah. Didn't know that they started an automatic 401k. Didn't have much money in there, but I worked for them for a number of years, probably 9, 10 years, working weekends just as a side hustle because it was fun. And then I said, no, I don't have time to do that anymore because now I'm taking care of my parents on the weekends and my wife and I are busy. So, I got a check in the mail saying, hey, here, this is yours, FBO. And I'm like, oh, I got to deposit this back into a 401k. So I don't lose this, get taxed on this or get penalized. Right.
Yeah. You want to make sure you do that in the right amount of time and everything else. So yes, you're going to pay income tax and the penalties for early withdrawal, et cetera.
Yeah.
But yes. So same thing happens with bank accounts too. Some people have, you know, maybe they're very from like that one you're talking about. It's like from their first job, they put a bank account, you know, they had a bank account when they were younger as a kid, maybe, you know, when I was younger, my bank account, from my paper route. That's where I put all my money. I put it into my bank account. You know, if it's sitting in an old bank account, it's probably earning very little to almost no interest. So work with your advisor, work with your planner, move it to maybe a high interest savings account, CDs, money markets, things like that. Whatever's going to fit your strategy best. There's a lot of much better interest rates out there than there used to be, or there were for a long time. You know, having that guaranteed 4% interest on money that would otherwise be sitting unused is a lot better than, you know, earning nothing on it and just collect it, or the tiny bit of interest that is collecting, like it's collecting more dust than interest. So,
right.
Year 8 is also a good time. It's never a bad time for this next one, but focus on your health.
Yeah.
You know, get a thorough physical, get some expert advice on improving your diet, your exercise routine. Make sure you're sleeping right. I learned not all that long ago, when you go to bed is the most important thing, more so than how long you sleep. Your body really counts on going. So like get into this is when I'm going to bed kind of thing. Taking care of your body and your mind can help ensure you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard to build. You know, it can all go away so quick. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, you can take care of yourself and it can go away in the blink of an eye. Or you cannot, but it's almost way worse to not take care of yourself and just watch it go downhill for so long and struggle
and not
enjoy your.
Yeah. I mean, the healthier you are going into retirement, the better your retirement's going to be, obviously, and you're going to save money.
Yeah.
The healthier you are, the more money you save, because healthcare is what? Is it probably the number one? I mean, next to taxes for some people, would you say healthcare is the number one cost they're going to have in retirement?
It's one of the biggest, almost always. A couple hundred thousand dollars pretty much guaranteed on healthcare for retirement.
That you're going to spend in retirement.
Yeah, on average.
And that's with Medicare.
Or more now, almost 300, maybe more than 300 now on average.
Yeah. That's, I think it's more than 300.
Yeah. I know when we started this, I'm just trying to think when we started this and I first learned that statistic.
It was 200.
It was like $263,000.
Now it's well over 300. Yeah. And that's with Medicare helping. Like people think, oh, Medicare is going to cover me when I'm old and in retirement, right?
Hey, we just did, good for them. If you're wondering, we just did a thing, things Medicare does cover you don't often think about. So
we did do that show. They can go back and listen to that. That's great. Yeah. Well, hey, we better get rolling here if we're going to cover a few more years. We've done 10, 9, 8.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the next one.
Okay. Here. 7. It's great. Moment. Contemplate your future retirement budget. There's no moment like the present or even yesterday to actually do this. This is what you should be doing in your financial planning along the way. If you haven't done these things, double down now and get that done. Go visit a CFP and get your financial plan done. It's really not that hard. It's a few pages. You're going to fill out stuff. You're going to organize your finances because you have to get the process done. And then you get to fine tune them along the way. But you're going to want to consider all your future expenses, housing, vehicles, food, travel, hobbies, insurance, taxes, all those things. And, you know, stuff like we just talked about, Medicare, Part B premiums, that's $185 a month. And those tend to rise annually because healthcare costs, let's see, those go down how often? I don't know.
And sometimes when they go up, it's by 20% you're paying for health insurance.
They don't go in lockstep with interest. They outpace inflation. Healthcare has outpaced inflation pretty much every year that every year I've been keeping track.
Yeah, so when they say inflation right now is at what, 3.4% or something like, or 3.6 or 7, or nearing 4%. That means healthcare inflation, depending on what insurance you have, my insurance could go up by 10% this year.
So you got to keep those things in mind. And again, the earlier you get your financial plan done, the better of a handle you're going to have on these numbers, and the more likely you are going to be able to achieve hitting your goals to have what you're going to need to pay that stuff later.
All right. So six year,
evaluate your income strategy. So you're not just getting by, you're thriving in retirement. Look at your current budget, estimate your expected retirement income. Is it aligning with your needs? You know, if you use that person, you used an example earlier, they have $1 million. You could reasonably withdraw $40,000 a year, adjusting for inflation as needed. Right. So that's good. And if you have additional income, Social Security, as long as that holds up, there's going to be some of that. But can you get by on $40,000 a year? If there's two of you, is $80,000 a year going to be enough for you to achieve all your goals? And then you want to factor in other income sources. Like I said, you know, your Social Security, maybe you have a pension, some sort of other products out there, and meet with your planner. Make sure your savings and income are on track to support your preferred retirement lifestyle. If all you're working with is just somebody who sold you like a mutual fund or an annuity at some point, if that's your financial advisor, listen, they have their place, but go meet with a CFP. Get your plan done. Get a proper financial plan done.
Yeah. And you have tax professionals there. I really think Compass really offers your clients a lot when it comes to tax professionals, financial professionals, fiduciaries. So I would encourage our listeners out there to pick up the phone and give you a call. We'll give that number at the end of the show. But what about the 5-year mark? That's a big one, right?
Yeah, 5-year. Their thing is deep diving into your financial situation, understanding where your money comes from, where it's going. Again, this is all done in the planning process. This should be reviewed with your planner and your advisor once a year, at the very least, and any other time there's a change. And then, you know, this is a good time when you're kind of there, you probably have a pretty good feel for what your Social Security income is going to be looking like. But you got to know, you know, you can start taking it early at 62, but it's going to be lower. You're not going to get your primary insurance amount. You get 100% of that at your full retirement age, and then it rolls up until you're 70. So knowing the best time to do that, we offer what's called Social Security Maximization Report for folks. It's literally nothing but time. You answer those questions. You get your Social Security info And then we either use the government's mortality tables, or if you have like a history of longevity in your family, go from that. But more importantly than this Social Security piece right now, that report, 5-year mark, also really good time. Look at your debt, their high interest stuff, credit cards. What can you pay down? What can you get done before you head into retirement? It's always wise. You know, I'm not of that mindset that you shouldn't have any debt, but if you use debt wisely, it can be a benefit to you. Sure. But if you want to make, you know, the more debt free you can be at any point in your life, but especially in retirement, of course, the better. So what do you think about number for 4-year, Tony? You ready for this one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah. I've got a little more than that to go, but so it's interesting to see what's coming. You know what I mean?
Well, I hear you. Another thing you want to think about, things about life insurance, right?
Right.
Look at some, maybe there's policies that have long-term care benefits, certain death benefits and the ways those are structured can be important as to what goals you're looking to achieve. Do you want to pass some legacy money on to your beneficiaries? Do you want to be able to use it for long-term care if you need it? Are you leaving behind people who are financially dependent on you? Are those some of the things you're going to look at there in that 4-year line? So let's see, where are we? Let's go to 3 real quick.
I think that's good. I mean, 4 is you're going to start looking at those medical costs again. You already mentioned
four is medical costs. We covered that. Again, most of this stuff is done when you're doing your planning properly. So I can't stress enough, get your plan done.
Yeah.
Get your plan done. Yeah. It is very important.
Well, right. And that's what you do there. And so you would encourage our listeners out there to make sure that by this point, they should definitely have a financial advisor that they're working with and have a plan in place, right?
Yeah. Okay. So number 3. Let's call this the dress rehearsal for retirement. Sure. If you're thinking of the big move, maybe you're, you know, moving from, maybe your case, Tony, you realize you don't want to do snow anymore. You're going to go to Arizona or Florida or something. You know, don't visit. Check out the neighborhoods. Check out where you think you're. Take us extended vacation there.
Yeah.
Realize what it's like day to day. Look at, you know, see if you can find an Airbnb in the neighborhood you're looking to move into. Spend a little bit of time there. See what the food's like, you know, what the healthcare situation is.
I'm looking at what you got over there. You got plenty of room. I think my wife and I could probably, move in over there.
Welcome to the compound.
I would love to be a part of it. Hey, I know the food would be good, right?
Yeah.
But don't say Florida, not for me.
No, not me either. Fresh fruit out of the garden, fresh fruits off the trees, fresh syrup out of the shack. How can you go wrong, Tony?
You can't. You cannot go wrong at Brunner's when it comes to food. Well, you're right, though. Figure it out. And like you say, we've been on there on vacation. We'd love to move there. No, you should probably spend an extended stay, right?
Yeah, really. 2 years before, really get in for kind of a longer meeting with your planner, your advisor. Really review the strategy. Make sure you're getting there. Is there anything you need to reset your goals, your budgets, your income projections, maybe even your retirement date? You know, two years out, you might find out I only need to work one more year, or you might find out, well, not everything. I didn't do everything I was supposed to, and not everything turned out as perfect as we'd hoped. I might have to work another year, maybe two more. But get that more aligned with what your current needs and goals are. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, you're picking up that extra job, or you're refiguring, okay, I'm not going to be able to retire completely in 2 years, but I can retire from this career and go, I can work at the museum I always like going to. Kind of thing, right? So maybe it's a phase out. There's a lot of different ways, but sit down. You know, you can't afford to, the healthcare is too good to give up right now, kind of thing, right? So look at what's going on. That's the 2 years. And then your final year, it's how are you going to exit? How are you going to actually leave that job? You want a smooth transition? you want to, you know, for the following employees that are coming into your spot, clearly document your current projects, outline your tasks for your colleagues, any final salary and bonuses, any stuff like that. You want to make sure, again, where are you on your debt load? And then really think about what you're going to do to fill your time. We've done lots of shows on those.
Yeah.
Go look them up. We'll do more of them in the future. Find a hobby, find a part-time job, volunteer in your community.
But stay you have connected. To have a purpose.
Don't get isolated. Don't let yourself slip into depression or, you know, substance abuse, because without that life, living a life of purpose is always a more fulfilling life, right? So
right.
Find that purpose that you're going to have in retirement. Maybe it's just spending time with your kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
Making, you know, whatever it is, know you have the purpose. Have that thing you're going to get up for every day and, you know, can't wait to put your feet on the ground to greet. So,
yeah. And when I think about that day, it's right. I mean, that's what's going to be happening, isn't it?
That's your final day of work. Not every day. Not starting.
No. Okay. That's just the final. That's the exit plan right there. That's not every day. No, you have to have more of a purpose than popping the cork on the champagne. Yes. Yeah. But great show today. We covered a lot. Went a little bit longer than we normally do, but we had to work in all 10 years. So that was really good.
Yeah. So I sped up there. I got a little verbose on the intro there on the first few years, but we got them all in, Tony. Proud
of us. We did. Now,
great job, buddy.
Yep. You have to give our listeners your number and the web address so they can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
You can get us online, compass-ltd.com, or you can call us 203-454-5970.
All right. Well, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show. Listeners, take care. Thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of The Financial Compass with our host, Matt Brunner.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Compass. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Matthew Brunner at Comprehensive Planning Associates. Call 800-339-9252. Or visit their website at compass-ltd.com. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Insurance products and services, fee-based financial planning, and investment advisory services are offered by Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD. Compass, a registered investment advisor in the state of Connecticut. Securities are offered by Gretchen Brunner and Matthew Brunner through Gradient Securities, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 866-991-1539. Member FINRA, SIPC. Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass, and Gradient Securities, LLC are not affiliated companies. Gradient Securities, LLC and Comprehensive Planning Associates, LTD, Compass are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Please refrain from posting reviews of your experience, as this may be considered testimonials and are prohibited by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Securities, LLC, GS, and/or their investment advisor representatives.